This evening, when James asked if I could share, I realized that we had asked him to come to our church last April and do the same, but he only gave me half the time that I gave him, so. And I'm good with that. I can't help but reminisce a little bit. I probably shared this here before, but I remember going with Dad to Berea Church when I was an adolescent back in the 70s. Other than James and a couple siblings, was there anybody at Berea Church in the 70s? Probably not. But I remember visiting Berea Church in the 70s with Dad, and a couple things that stuck out to me. I came from a church where Sunday mornings we would gather, we'd all reverently meditate before the service started, you know. Really, we were holy people after all. I come to Berea Church and everybody's just gabbing full strength right up till the song starts, and then we start the service. And the other thing I remember, if I'm correct, that they all sat together, mixed seating back in the 70s, and that was different. We were way too plain for that. Anyhow, my assigned topic this evening is embracing change. And I'd like to remind us of three facts about change and embracing change before we go to Scripture tonight. And it's already been said, but number one, that for us humans, change is inevitable. It just is. Change is inevitable. can't help but share this. About a year and a half ago, I entered my seventh decade of life. It makes it sound real old, doesn't it? And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I am no longer a young man. I just, really, seriously, 60? That's old. That's when people start retiring and changing jobs and, you know, Social Security and all that stuff coming up. That was a tough one for me to take. And in the last couple of years, I'm starting to notice that it's harder to go up and down that ladder all day long than it used to be. Change is inevitable. Change happens, But number two, as we all know, God does not change. We humans, all the time, that's life, change. For God, change is impossible. He cannot change. If God could change, how would that make us feel about God? Wouldn't that give us some uncertainty? Is he going to feel different? At some point, change the rules? No. God cannot change. And so thirdly, because God cannot change, and the word is immutable, it's a big word that we don't use, since God is immutable, that in the midst of inevitable change brings us stability, confidence, just peace in the reality of change. So I just want to remind us of those three things. For us, change is inevitable. God does not change, cannot change, and that brings stability to us. My assigned text tonight is Philippians 4. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. We're looking at these verses here tonight and get out of this what we can as it relates to embracing change. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I'd like to get 3 points from these 4 verses. 3 things I'd like to note. And number one, as we're talking about change, and as we are talking about embracing change, the first thing I'd like to notice for us is that attitude is key. Your attitude, my attitude is key for us to successfully embrace change. Notice some of the attitudes. Verse 4, rejoice. Be glad in, delight in all things, including change. Rejoice in change. And I think I heard Keith share tonight, this is a joyful experience. And yes, it is. It's not something that we have to dread in any way. Rejoice, be glad, delight in. When we embrace change with a joyful attitude, it helps us to embrace it successfully. Attitude number 2, I see in verse 5. Gentleness. I think King James uses the word moderation. Let your gentleness be known to all men. A gentle spirit is a yielded spirit, a mild, moderate, peaceful, temperate spirit. As you embrace change individually as a congregation, if you do it with a gentle spirit, a mild, yielded, moderate spirit, it's like oil to an engine. And when there is stubbornness, when there is resistance, when there is, I can't take it, when there's all that attitude towards change, change becomes very difficult. Very difficult to embrace change when there's just this resistant spirit. When there is a gentle spirit, when there's a yielded spirit, change doesn't take us down. So I see rejoicing, I see gentleness, and then I see attitude 3 in verse 6, do not be anxious. I think that was also mentioned here tonight. I think Keith mentioned that as well. But let your request be known to God. Now I want to say something from personal experience. That is easier said than done. As I was preparing these thoughts, a situation immediately came to my mind. Some years ago, our family was in Virginia for, I think, a wedding. And the children were in a different car than Deborah and I. And so I think it was Sunday afternoon, we headed for home. And I don't know, maybe an hour into our drive, hour and a half, I can't remember, I said, I'm going to check on the children. And there was 3 or 4 of them. 4? 3? Anyhow, about 3 of our children were driving. All 3 of their cell phones did not answer. None of them. 10 minutes later, I tried again. All 3 of them did not answer. I kept checking every 10, 15 minutes for an hour. This is three of my children on the road, and none of them are answering their cell phone for an hour. Just relax. God's got it. This dad did not relax. I'd be embarrassed to tell you what I did. Oh, I'll just tell it. I called the state police. Sure enough, there was an accident on I-64. Oh, yeah, there was. Well, as it turns out, instead of taking the interstate like they should have, they followed GPS and went US 33 right through Virginia and West Virginia, and there's no cell phone service there for an hour. You know. My point is, when we are in those situations, why is it so difficult to just, God, you've got this. It's okay. We know it. My mind, I think probably my wife was reminding me, relax. No news is good news, okay? If we're going to successfully embrace change, we need to give our anxieties to God. We need to do it. Let me just say something about as it relates to adding to leadership. I realize that creates some anxiety. I don't know if you've thought about this, but for your leadership team, it probably creates more than for most of you. I've been through 4 additions to our leadership team since I was ordained. And every time, it's going real good. Don't mess it up. You know. Yes. But attitude is key. If we're going to embrace change successfully, attitude is key. Number 2, commit change to God. And you have been doing that. I know you have. You've been deliberately taking your time, taking the steps, talking to each other, and hearing from each other, and putting people in place, and tonight, you're doing another step. You're committing it to God. So important. He says, by prayer, by supplication, by request. Why? Because our Creator knows best. He just knows best. I'm always impressed. When a little child experiences hurt, whether it's physical or emotional, what do? They run to the safe place. And the safe place is mom or mom and dad. That's the safe place. Because, why? Because there is a relationship like none other. I have to share this as well. Deborah and I became grandparents in our old age in January for the first time. And the son and daughter-in-law live in Colorado, so we don't get to see her very often, our little granddaughter. But Mama is really good of sending us videos and pictures of little granddaughter. And it is so obvious from the pictures and from the videos that we get, something is happening between mother and daughter there. It's just a beautiful thing to watch. She dotes on her so incredibly. And I just see this, you know, it just happens. There is a bonding taking place. And I know that if little Eden has a hurt, exactly where she's going. Because she is developing a relationship, a very tight relationship with her mother. And that should be the picture of us. Whenever we are anxious, when we're facing things, A relationship with our Heavenly Father should drive us there. That should be the first place we go. The safe place. The safe place. Bring your anxieties to Him. And I want to say, this is not a nonchalant, whatever happens, happens attitude. It's not that. Kick back, so what? Doesn't matter. No, it's not that. No, it's a purposeful, God, I'm feeling anxious about this. I'm not very safe here. Lord, would you help me to feel safe? Would you help me to feel calm? Would you come and embrace, fill me? That's a big difference in bringing our requests, our anxieties to God. It's a deliberate choice. It's a seeking of His face. It's appealing to His unchanging character. Attitude is key. Commit change to God. And thirdly, we have the result in verse 7. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Peace beyond understanding, beyond normal. For the world, peace is a lack of conflict. And there's good to be said about that kind of peace. Of course there is. But for a believer, it's much deeper than that. A peace that passes understanding, surpasses understanding. When there is just this calm assurance, as we take it to God, there's this calm assurance deep down that we really know that it is going to be all right. It might not be our best, our first choice. It might not be, you know, some of you may not. Your first choice might not be the person that's ordained Sunday night. Might not be your first choice. But if you can say, it's okay because God's got it and God knows what He's doing and He knows best, so it's okay. You can have peace. I've experienced it over and over again. Peace is much more than just a lack of conflict. It's a deep, settled confidence, assurance in our Creator and our Heavenly Father that He is in control and He knows best. And that peace brings rest and calmness to our spirit. That peace keeps our hearts, our emotions always get involved. Of course they do. Change is very emotional. That peace will guard our hearts. It'll guard our emotions and our minds, our thoughts. It'll keep them in a safe place. Bria has been experiencing a lot of change the last 35 years. You have. Like I said, this is a new group from what it was in the 70s. You've experienced growth. You've experienced a new building. And I just want to give a shout out to your leadership here. I just see a lot of growth and maturity here. I just do. I'm gonna be careful, but you know, can I be honest and say 15 years ago, 20 years ago, Bria, Keith, James, God bless you. You have done excellent work here. I just want to encourage you to keep it up. So you're experiencing change. You're going to experience another change Sunday night. Well, you've been going through it. It's not scary. God's got it. He's in control. And your attitude is key to embracing change. Also wanted to share this. Deborah and I will not be here Sunday night. It's not because we're not interested. It's because we are planning to leave for Jamaica on Saturday. Our church group is going down to JRM to build a house next week. So there's 30 of us going. So if you won't see me here Sunday night, it's because I'm Jamaica, not because I would rather not be here. So just wanted to give that explanation. Let me offer a prayer for you all. Father God, we just come before you right now, thanking you so much that you are in control. Thanking you so much that we can bring our anxieties, our concerns to you. We can trust you because you don't change. You've got it. And God, I pray a special blessing on this congregation tonight. I pray that whatever anxieties there are there, that you would just take those and relieve them of that. Show yourself strong on behalf of this congregation. May you be glorified tonight. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.